We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. John Tomasi is with us as well. We're down here at West End Johnny's, 138 Portland Street, about a block from the Garden, which will be rocking. 8:30, you know, tip-off means you got plenty of time to pregame.
Plenty of time.
We could start
Get
now.
On down here, yes.
Well, why haven't we started? Is there a rule against that?
There are several FCC regulations.
All right, fair enough.
Believe me, if there weren't, we could be starting right now. But
it's a little early
for
me.
Yeah. All right. Well,
but we're down here where everybody else is. Well, and folks have already begun stopping in and grabbing a beverage. And by the way, the good folks at Budweiser are the folks who make it possible for us to be here. And we wholeheartedly endorse you having a Budweiser if you come down.
Correct.
But I will tell you there are one or two other options as well.
There's a lot going on here.
Bud Light,
That's
for
true.
Instance. Is
good one.
Got those
yes.
two. So we're talking obviously about Celtics-Cavs. Those who want to can talk about the NFL's deft handling of the national anthem controversy.
They solved it. It's all
yeah, it's
set,
all
guys.
All
Nothing
better.
To see here. It should be fine.
I think we're good now. And, this is just, as somebody put on Twitter earlier today, the NFL could screw up a one-car funeral. They absolutely could. There is nothing that the NFL can't screw up.
I think that was our buddy Tom Curran, wasn't it?
I think it was. That was Tom. Yeah. You're exactly right. Tom Curran pointed out they could screw up a one-car funeral, and yes, they probably have here.
I like the idea that, you know, telling guys, if you're not comfortable standing for the anthem, you can stay in. And it's like, again,
That's
we are missing the
about.
Whole point.
This is not what this is about.
It was
at
never
all.
About, you know, honoring or not honoring the anthem. It was about drawing attention to a cause that was important to them. Now you can do that on your own time in the sanctity of the locker room.
No one will know you did
no
it.
No one will be able to see you. It's perfect. You have a voice now.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
All right, let's get to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. You can text us if you'd like, but I won't see it. Because I'm here. I don't have a text machine here.
All right.
But I just
Save
wanted
for tomorrow.
You to have the option.
Can you get a Facebook Live set up with a text machine?
Yeah,
today?
No.
We
I'm
can
good.
Get it back.
I don't, yeah. I don't really care about the text all that much today anyway. Let's get – oh, you've got them.
Rossi
text
has them. Rossi will chime
want.
In with the best text.
Technically, I don't have them, but I just think, you know, you still want to encourage them to
no, I don't care
no,
if they do it or not, Rossi.
So.
Encourage
them to what?
Yeah.
Shout down
You're
a
not
well?
Seeing them?
What do we get out of that?
It's a waste of a text, even if you have the unlimited plan. Save
okay.
it.
All right.
Save it.
don't
it.
Send texts, I guess.
Don't. You
could
tweet at us.
Today.
Give us a holler.
Oh, you could tweet
you can
at us.
Come on
if
down
you
to West End Johnny's.
Oh, that's even better. Yes. Come on down here. All right, let's get to the calls with you guys. Mike's calling on the cell phone as soon as I hit the right button here. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, you hit the right button
no, I
twice.
Did.
Yeah, but you hit it twice.
Well, let's try it again.
Don't text.
Oh, there,
hey,
we
there
go.
He is.
Yeah,
What's up, Mike? We missed that first part. What do you got? He's ready. He's ready.
I was going to say, don't text, but tweet until your heart's content.
That's
right. Thank you.
Hold you guys.
Yes.
But, hey, real quickly, you know, Dale, you asked the question. You said, you know, why can't the NFL just do what the NBA is doing and implement a rule? I think, or why doesn't is this a problem in other sports? And I think it's actually really simple. It's just in two parts. The cause that they're protesting, whether you agree with it or not, that's a conversation for another day, is the, you know, unfair treatment of minorities and specifically black people by law enforcement, right? So what two leagues have the biggest population? It's a demographic question. The two leagues that have the highest percentage of black players are obviously the NFL and the NBA. Now, extend that further. If the NBA was trying to implement that rule today, I don't think it would fly. What they have going for them is that it's been a rule for so long already. If you polled, I bet you, I'm willing to bet good money, if you polled the average socially active non-sports fan, that's a mouthful, but if you polled the average socially active non-sports fan, I bet you they wouldn't even know that the NBA already has a rule in place or why it was implemented. But if it wasn't already in place and the NBA was trying to do it today in today's political and social climate, I don't think they would have been able to get it through without a major controversy.
You might be right, but I think to John's point, you know, I just think the relationship it seems to be so different between NBA players and the commissioner and owners.
It's also more than just the rule, though.
If LeBron James took a knee tonight,
right,
like, which would allow you to hate him even to a greater degree than
he
would.
That's not
like
true.
I'm teasing.
Fine. He can do whatever he
wants. But if he did, okay, yeah. Just for the sake of our discussion.
He hates that he stands for the NBA.
or that he breathes. So if he did, what would the NBA do?
Right. That's a good point. There is a rule in place, but that's not the only reason why NBA players aren't doing it. Right, like I think they realize that's going to distract from our overall point. Or if we do feel passionately about these issues, we can voice them in a different way. Because what's the penalty? Does anybody even know what the penalty is? It's not LeBron can't play in the
yards.
Game.
It's 15 yards.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, kickoff. Celtics start with the ball. Like it's not like that. So maybe there's a fine. I don't even know what it is. But with some of these guys that are making $30+ million a year, they'd probably take a little bit of a fine if they felt like that was the most appropriate thing for them to do. So yeah, the caller's right. That rule is already been in place, but that's not the only thing preventing them from doing it.
Yeah, and the NBA and its players are more of a partnership, so you recognize, okay, this brings unwanted attention on us in a way that's unnecessary because, you know, you have guys leading marches. Carmelo leading one of the Freddie Gray marches in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. You know, you have LeBron being very outspoken on, you know, this social issue or that. You have Steph Curry. You have the coaches that you already mentioned. Yeah. So the NBA already has this. Their players can already get their message out, and they don't have to do anything like this.
NFL players couldn't get their message out without kneeling?
It hasn't worked the same way.
Have they tried?
I don't know. That's a fair question. But the way the league is set up right now and the way the players view it, it seems like that is the one thing that has gotten them the most attention.
I think some of them try. Was it Doug Baldwin and Michael Bennett? Like, they did, like, the CNN roundtable, and, like, they've been out there doing stuff. And I guess if you look into it, not a lot of people do, but they're doing a ton of stuff in the communities in Seattle. And so I'm sure there are players that we've heard about, like, what Chris Long is doing, and that becomes a story. But it just seems like, I think there's a lot of different issues going around, because then a lot of the players that were taking a knee – if you ask three different players that were taking a knee, why did you take a knee? They might all give you a different answer. So then,
or in the case of Colin, they didn't give you any.
They didn't give you any early on. He didn't give you anything early on, and now he's out of it. But I also don't think the rule necessarily, if somebody still feels strongly that this is what they want to do, something tells me they're not going to stay in the locker room. They're going to go out there and still drop a knee down.
Yeah, and the people who are most offended by this, that's what they want to happen. That's why I think this whole thing is fraudulent, because the goal is not to get anyone to stop kneeling. The goal, really
push
especially
them
at the top,
yeah,
is to make sure it continues.
Bill's up in New Hampshire. This is working about
Dale's
a third.
Time.
Yeah,
Dale's having a time. I thought we heard
him.
Hey, there's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
What's going on, Bill? hang.
There we go.
Are. There you
hey,
are.
Hey, Bill.
Got me? Okay.
Yes.
Emotion's playing a big part, I think, especially in the home team, and they cheer Rozier, and maybe that psychs him up. But I maintain that LeBron can stop runs whenever he likes, and that works against the emotions. What do you think of that?
I understand what you're saying. I still think
he's that good.
He's that good, but the home crowd here is really good. And so say you're down by 15 and you go on a quick 6-0 run and you cut it to 9. If you're in Cleveland, you're not getting any extra juice. Whereas here, you're still down 9, but now all of a sudden the crowd's going insane, and that sort of pushes some of those younger guys to ride that momentum. So I know LeBron can end a run like with a crazy dunk or an unbelievable pass or whatever else it is, but the crowd here, they know how important this game is. They've been doing it throughout the entire postseason. I think they're gonna want to be in it. Like they're gonna have to be down 20+ to really put the crowd out of
it. Yeah, and even like we saw in the Philly series when they were down 16 or 18
maybe,
or whatever it was, the crowd stayed in it.
Yeah.
And like they scored two baskets in a row and the place was going crazy. And then they had that big run at the end of the first half. The one thing I will say, being in Cleveland for the last couple of games and being here, and this is not pandering, it's true.
Let's hear it.
Much better arena experience here. It's all like everything there is so phony and piped in, and there's a hype man who comes out between like every bleeping timeout.
I don't know, that Papa Shot guy would have fired me up the other night.
The Papa Shot guy was amazing. Holy cow.
I've seen the video of this guy. I mean,
pretty good.
He could win beers in every bar in America.
Really? All right. Well,
yeah,
that's impressive.
It was a setup. They had a guy in a Celtics shirt who made like 30. I mean, he did pretty well.
That's pretty good.
Then they had a pro Papa Shot guy.
I don't like that.
Backboard.
He
banked it. He banked them all. He must have banked like 90 of them in 30 seconds.
He missed like three.
And they let him keep going after his time ran out.
But the crowd is better here.
The crowd is better here, and it's more. It's a real crowd. And the thing is, they react.
What does that mean?
It's real.
Because no, I'll tell you exactly what it means. It's not the piped in stuff. There's a lot of like
the noise is fan noise.
Piped in.
Well, they do a lot of that stuff here.
They do defense and that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, this is different. This is like minor league kind of stuff, and it's Yahooism. Like you don't have to do this, Cleveland. You know that's a historic sports town. You have to go back a ways to get to it, but you got the Browns. I mean, they used to, not now.
No,
the
old
Browns, like this is a, at least
Craig Elo.
It's a market. It's a market with a little bit of history. You know, their teams go back.
Right.
And it's a minor league kind of presentation here. When it's loud, it's because the fans are loud.
I always wonder about that. Like my assumption is, especially at this stage of the playoffs, you got the final four teams. Those fan bases have got to be pretty riled up when their teams are hosting games.
Yeah,
I mean, they got to be revved up in Houston. They got to be revved up in Oakland. How could they not be revved up in Cleveland?
They are revved up in Cleveland, but it's not to the same level
it's
as
not like
this year. It isn't.
Yeah, I mean, some fan bases are just louder than others. And then, you know, when you get into the NBA, it's different than the NFL where, like, how the stadium is built actually plays into the noise. Like, they're all playing in arenas like this. So
well, they've got 3,000 more people to play with out there, too, than we do. I mean, it's 17-something here. They're over 20,000 out there. But it's that big
a
difference.
It's a better atmosphere in Boston. Yeah. It is a better atmosphere.
That's louder, more intimidating.
Are you going back for Game 6?
Probably not, because we haven't talked about that. So I would have had to have booked a flight already. Nah, I'll be here for Game 6.
Most likely.
We know there will be a Game 6.
We just,
guaranteed.
I mean,
that part where – so you could have planned this ahead of time,
could have planned it a little better, but I didn't. I also have a show on Saturdays, and it's a pain
trying
to do
it. It's a whole thing, Dale.
I understand. And I like to save the company money whenever I can.
Company guy.
Oh, no, my God. Like he eats with the same mouth he lies with like that?
Yes.
Okay. Jay is in Colchester. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing
Colchester.
Great.
Yeah. Colchester's about 25 minutes outside of Hartford.
Okay. Right on. Oh, nice. What do you got?
So this whole, like, anthem thing, I still don't understand really. I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference. So let's just say, you know, 50 guys stand out. They're all holding arms. And two of them, you know, raise their fists for some reason during the anthem. Don't you think the media is going to go and say, hey, why did you raise your fist? They're going to still get their point across. So I didn't read all the language. Unless it says, you know, you have to, you know, put your right hand over your heart and you have to stand there straight. I mean, there's these guys.
It doesn't say that. It just says that if you're out on the field for the anthem, you have to stand respectfully, quote unquote.
Yeah. So the leave that fist to interpretation.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is a fist raised up in the hand? Is that respectfully or not? Is that subject to each team? Is it okay for the Patriots and it's not okay for the Oakland Raiders? Like it doesn't. These guys, like I said, they still can get their point across if they wish to.
Well, they can, I'll be curious. Now, the Players Association has put out a missive basically saying they're going to look at all their alternatives, which means they're mad.
And they got nothing they can do.
I haven't heard from a player yet. I haven't read anything where a player either says, okay, I'm supporting what the NFL says, or conversely,
like,
you know, what are they doing here?
Didn't it become a non-story by the end of the year? Like, if I asked you right now, how many players took a knee during the playoffs? Did anybody even know the answer to that?
I don't even know if anybody did.
No, I don't know if anybody did either. So, like,
by the way, that's why, to John's point, the NFL had gotten over it, but the president is the one who ginned it up again.
Yeah, and you know what? We have midterm elections coming up in November, so good luck keeping this on the back burner.
I mean,
there's nothing the
NFL could
do. He
talked about it a week or so ago. Again. Right. Out of nowhere.
Yeah. So, again, that's why I say this is all coming from a completely dishonest place and a disingenuous place. And it's unfortunate. It's not going to go away because, like you guys said, someone's going to take attendance and find out who wasn't there. Someone's going to raise a fist, and that's going to become a thing. Someone's going to say, bleep you, and they're going to kneel anyway. So there's going to be something. And the timing, actually, is going to be pretty good for the guy in office because it's going to be in the fall.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Come on down to West End Johnny's, Portland Street, just down the block from the TD Garden where the Celts play the Cavs tonight. Grab a nice cold Budweiser and get yourself ready for the game. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We made modifications to our anthem policy. We did that this morning after a great deal of discussion. Yesterday, again this morning, it was unanimously adopted by the clubs. Clearly, our objective as a league and to all 32 clubs, which was unanimous, is that we want people to be respectful at the national anthem. We want people to stand and make sure that they treat this moment in a respectful fashion. That's something that we think we owe. We have been very sensitive in making sure that we give players choices, but we do believe that that moment is an important moment and one that we are going to focus on.
Who's the arbiter of respect for the flag? What would be considered disrespect for the flag and the anthem? And why would the league and the owners kind of willingly attempt to police something that is subjective like this?
Well, I think the general public has a very strong view of what respect for the flag is in that moment. We have language in our policy that talks about that, standing at attention with hats off and focused. And I think the general arbiter will be the clubs and the league, and we'll work with our players and get their viewpoint also.
Why would Commissioner Roger Goodell begin that statement by lying? He said
he said
the owners unanimously approved this. Then 20 minutes later, the owner of the San Francisco 49ers said, "We abstained
courteously." Yeah, they sat out. So, I mean, there wasn't a vote opposed, I guess, is the way you should probably say it.
It's a lie. So, Bert Breer just tweeted this out. He asked what the NFLPA was referencing in saying that Roger Goodell and John Mara misled the union. A Players Association source said Goodell and Mara told the PA at last fall's meeting there would be no rule change.
Whoops. They kind of went the other way.
See, and what Roger's saying is we didn't have a rule change. We had a clarification.
Oh, that's maybe what it was.
Another lie.
Yeah. But also, that's a good follow-up question on the cut
real
the play
good.
Coming back. So, like, what's disrespectful? Oh, well, I think everybody knows. No, everybody does not know.
Yeah, please
In fact,
tell
you
us.
Can make so, we've heard the arguments from people saying, well, those guys were respectfully taking a knee, whereas others would say, that's outrageous. How dare you do that? Is the fist in the air? I don't know. Some people might say it's respectful. Some people say it's not. I would say as long as you're not screaming or pulling your pants down and doing something like that is blatantly disrespectful. But those other ones, those kind of nuanced ones, what's a fine, what's not a fine? And now the league has to try to police that, so good luck.
Yeah, and I mean, Kaepernick's original thing of kneeling was after consulting with a veteran.
Oh, yeah, he sat first. You're right.
Yeah, would be an acceptable, you know, position to take or pose, whatever, that wouldn't be disrespectful, but I could still get my point across, and they agreed on kneeling.
Yeah, so talked to, like, Nate Boyer about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's not even, you know, when he says Goodell, when he says the public, talk about a cop-out.
Yeah.
You know, our public is again, you know, however he worded it.
It was so unanimously adopted by the clubs.
Not so much.
I don't know about that.
Here's the other thing, and for the most part, people handle the national anthem, in my opinion, respectfully. But take a look around the arena. Take a look around the stadium.
There's plenty of people
at
who
any
don't.
Point while the anthem's going on. First of all,
people talking,
half the people with hats
keep
forget
them on,
to take them
right.
off. And I see people all the time saying, hey, hat. Oh, yeah, sorry. Second of all, they're talking.
People
they're
talking.
On their phone. They're I mean, the
That's
idea.
Out the window. Yeah, people are not unanimously doing it.
You know how you could solve this? Don't play the anthem.
I know, don't play the anthem.
Don't play the anthem. I mean, seriously, you could. Like, what makes a sporting event some inherently more patriotic, you know, outing than going to a movie or going to a play
Imagine
or going
before every
to
movie.
A concert. Like, every movie
yeah,
you stand up
like, I guess,
for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay. Like,
I just want to see the trailer.
Let's go.
I know. Yeah, I'm here to different. See 50 Shades of Grey. This is weird.
One quick.
By the way, I would not see that.
Movie. Yeah, I don't know, John.
I think that was the first
movie
you
pretty
said.
Quick.
Yeah, it just came right to mind. Secondly, another note about football, and we were talking about, you know, these OTAs, non-contact, no hitting, and all that. Well, tell Hunter Henry about that. Hunter Henry of the San Diego Chargers, tight end, blew his knee up yesterday at the OTAs. Non-contact,
right.
Not doing anything.
Right.
If I was Rob Gronkowski and I was, in fact, working on a tweak of his contract but can't be done until May 24th, I wouldn't touch a field until I had that deal
No,
done.
We had somebody call yesterday and say, why isn't Gronk there? What is it? Why can't he go, even if the contract's going to be set on Thursday? Well, there you go. There's a great reason.
Odell Beckham Jr. shouldn't be at the OTAs for the Giants.
No, he shouldn't.
First of all, anybody could get hurt like Hunter Henry did.
Yeah.
In Odell Beckham Jr.'s case, he's coming off an injury.
Yeah, no, none of the guys, all the guys, or I would say most of the guys, because Tom Brady's sort of in a different category, but most of the guys that skip OTAs, it's all contract related. So you're going to have a hard time negotiating contract if you tear your ACL and you're out for the year. So, yeah, none of those guys should go.
Yeah, and we talked earlier about trust between players and ownership, and one of the areas that players would be right in not trusting their owners is the fact that they can be cut for anything.
Yeah.
You know, so it's
guaranteed,
like, you
money versus
have
not guaranteed.
Exactly. You have to look out for yourself.
Let's get back to the calls. Norm is down in the Cape. Hey, Norm, how you doing?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Norm.
Right before the break, you guys were talking about how the whole kneeling controversy was kind of died down. I mean, even Kaepernick, when he was looking for a job, said he wasn't going to kneel anymore. And then, Trump brings it up and, yeah, you know, it's become like the new gay marriage. When you want to deflect, you kind of just mention the kneeling in the NFL. But back to the point of why we think that NFL players and tend to be a little more rebellious than NBA players or any other players. You guys just mentioned, I mean, there's no guarantees. They could be cut at any time. They have the least power of any professional athlete out there, I think. I mean, plus they have the strictest rules in the NFL, and plus. Yeah, you know, I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why. They're the shortest careers. They have the no guaranteed money, and I'd probably be a little rebellious myself against ownership and anybody else that told me not to do something.
It is why I openly mock and have zero respect for the NFL Players Association.
Yeah, what have they
it
done?
It has always
what
been
benefit?
A joke.
Right.
They have never done anything that benefits the players.
Nope.
They have always rolled over. Owners have always carried the cudgel. And the Players Association has always said, oh, okay, all right, well, all right. It's
and
a
this will be
joke.
No different. This is going to be the same thing. They're going to be like, oh, we don't like this. And like, well, too bad. They're like, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, and by the way, Kaepernick never said that he would stand for the anthem.
He did.
That
no,
report
did.
Came out, but I thought that report came out, and then he said, no, that's not true, or I was taken out of contract.
Well, maybe he
like
changed.
That.
I thought because he opted out of his contract because he knew he was going to get cut, and then he also said, I'm going to stand. And then maybe that was just a headline that I read. I don't know. I don't remember at the time, but maybe he's gone back on it since. Wouldn't be surprised by that. But again, I don't know how many players, even week 17, when everybody was active, how many people were even taking a knee then? Like, I don't think it was that big of an issue by the end of the season. There was like a 2-week stretch where it was the hottest topic. It was such a big deal, but then it had completely cooled off from there.
By the way, do you still want Richie incognito?
Yeah, why not? Why wouldn't I?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I? He's
why
a good guy.
What's the problem
yeah,
there?
A great
what
guy.
What did he do?
So apparently, he was picked up today
by
police at a gym in Boca Raton, Florida.
I already love this story.
Let me stop
I don't
right
even
there,
know where
Dale.
This is going.
Let me stop right there.
Oh,
he's working
wait.
Out.
Oh, he's working
he's
out,
in
yeah.
shape. He's obviously committed to his craft.
He was placed on what's called an involuntary psychiatric hold.
Oh, interesting.
By right. police.
I need more details then.
There was another person working out at the gym.
Sure.
The alleged victim.
Oh, no.
Said first, Richie Incognito threw a tennis ball at him for no reason, and I think, okay, suck it up, Sally.
Maybe an agility drill.
He then threw a dumbbell at him.
Okay.
After now, when I first told this to Keith earlier, he said, how heavy was it?
What's the weight?
Yeah. Like
what's the weight?
That somehow matters.
Because actually, it does
I think
matter.
He's working with 5 pounders.
It does matter because if it's 5 or 10, it's harmless. If it's anything bigger than that, that shows how strong he is.
That's
impressive.
Oh, that's
if
true.
He hawks a 60-pound weight at you, you're like, look at him.
The victim claims Incognito was rambling about the government.
Well, there's a lot going on. John says that
like
every
me.
Day.
That sounds like me.
Screaming at the man to, quote, get off his bleeping playground, unquote.
It's playground.
They didn't arrest him. They took him into custody under what Florida calls the Baker's Act, which
seems
allows
fine.
Officers to submit a person for psychiatric evaluation when it's believed they may harm someone else. I'm thinking the whole dumbbell thing probably gave him their first hint.
I tell you what, I think he's going to harm some D linemen, and that's why I would like him on my team. You don't want a Pro Bowl guard? You don't want to protect Brady? Well, that's on you.
Timing is everything. He became a free agent 2 days ago.
Yeah, he's available. He's available in all formats, so hopefully somebody gives him a chance.
He's
a good player.
He had some issues like 2014, some psychiatric issues as well.
I also read a lot of his text messages at one point.
Yeah, I was going to say most of his issues seem in the brain region.
But he's been able to channel it into a very good NFL career.
Lucrative career.
Yes. Yes.
Might be a little tougher to get a gig
I don't
time.
Love his chances now.
Yeah, probably
I'll
not.
Be honest.
Jeff's on the cell phone as soon as I hit the right button here. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, guys.
Jeff.
Just want to make a couple comments. I'd like to hear your response.
Sure.
First of all...
Go ahead.
leave it to Tomasi to suggest not playing the national anthem at a football game.
Yes,
I've heard other
yeah,
people
suggest
that.
It's not an original idea.
He's the worst.
But why do we need the anthem at a sporting event?
All right. Well, that wasn't my comment. My comments were number one. Clearly, okay. The NFL boycott.
Are you calling someone else right now? What's the problem here, Jeff? Are we not good enough for you?
No. So definitely the NFL boycott definitely hit.
Are you talking into the right end of the phone? Did you flip the phone? Or are you talking into the hearing part? What's going on right now?
He's saying we can't hear you.
Jeff, we can't hear you at all. And now you're trying to dial out again. You already got connected with us.
No, you know what that is? That's Mom on the extension upstairs. Mom! I'm on the phone!
I'm talking to the guys right now. I'm talking to the guys about the anthem. I'm waiting on hold. I have some good anthem takes.
We were his one phone call, and he wasted it.
Well, he had to get his shot in at Tomasi, and then Mom needed the phone.
He didn't really want to engage on that.
No,
though.
He didn't.
Like, okay, why?
He sounded clear as day. Well, he just doesn't like change, maybe.
Yeah.
And who can blame him? But he sounded like he was talking into the appropriate end of the phone for half of the
for
call.
For a while.
And then he, like, put it down on the ground and was walking. You're not hands-free right now. That was not the best.
The content
may have been fine.
I'd like to have gotten into a discussion with him, but we
next time.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We're down here at West End Johnny's on Portland Street, just down the street from the Garden, where the Celts take on the Cavaliers tonight. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI.
Not just at this meeting, but really over the last year, discussing the subject of the anthem and working with our players to try to make sure we could get to a place where all the different viewpoints could be respected. And I think we've come out at a place that we as a group and in the league are comfortable with. Obviously, we want to continue to work with our players and make sure that they feel that their point of view has been respected. I think the fact that those who are not comfortable standing for the anthem have the right to stay off the field. So we're not forcing anybody to stand who doesn't feel that's within their the way they feel about the particular subjects. But those who are on the field are going to be asked to stand.
Pittsburgh Steelers owner Art Rooney clearing everything.
I mean,
get
so
to
eloquent.
It! Oh my goodness gracious!
What a wordsmith!
Wow.
Well, that's the commissioner brought him out for moral support.
Good.
Rooney made his announcement.
Well said,
today.
Sir.
By the way, the Seas take on Cleveland, Game 5 tonight. We are live from West End Johnny's with Budweiser until 6 p.m. Getting you ready for the game. If you're headed to the game or if you're in the area, now they normally don't open here till 4, but we're here.
Special.
So the doors are open and folks are in here. Come on down, hang out, grab a cold Budweiser. Get yourself ready for the game tonight. One quick note about the game tonight. I couldn't help but notice. So today, Twitter was all a flutter because LeBron James was sitting out at courtside before the shoot-around doing a little light reading.
Oh,
and,
good for him.
And he's sitting there. Now, you can do I like books. I read books every single day of
my
life.
Who doesn't like a good book?
So everybody likes a good book. I'm not sure you necessarily have to bring it out courtside to read it.
He's just so involved in it. He's been doing it for years where he fake reads a book, and he has to be photographed. He has to be videoed. It's ridiculous. When he was getting stretched years ago in the locker room, and he was reading The Hunger Games. Remember that? That was obnoxious.
Why is that obnoxious?
It's obnoxious. What are you doing? Get ready for the game.
Leave it at home. Easy reading. It's
So you don't think he wants people to see him reading?
Okay, that's different than this one. So what is he reading today?
Today's light reading was The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho.
Now look at the back cover of that, Dale. The back cover says what? There's a quote there.
To realize one's destiny is a person's only obligation.
Oh, he's so deep. LeBron is the deepest. He's reading The Alchemist before the game.
You can
oh
see
my
in the
God,
video,
he's amazing.
You can see in the video, too, his eyes are kind of darting back and forth. Like
yeah,
he's
he wants to
where
look
the camera
at
is.
Are they watching?
Oh, he's looking around.
Are they looking at me?
How can, come on. That sums up LeBron.
So wait, what
show.
Is this book about? I don't
it,
know.
It Coelho's masterpiece, it says.
Okay. It sure is, yeah.
Tells the magical story of Santiago. An Andalusian shepherd boy who yearns to travel in search of a worldly treasure as extravagant as any ever
well,
found.
At least he has a type
shepherd
boy? He's reading The Hunger Games, so he's got like the fantasy thing.
He sure does.
It's no dumber than the four promises or four agreements, whatever Brady's book is called.
Yeah, but he doesn't have it out on the sideline.
Come on, Tomas. He's not warming up. Like, let me read a chapter, get back out there, shoot more.
At least seems
like a real book.
When you want to relax and read a book, that's the first thing to do is to go out into public where there's bouncing balls and everything.
I just need to sit there. It's a good spot.
It's hard to find a place to escape when you're in there.
I'm guessing there's a trainer's table in the trainer's room, which would be nice and quiet and calm. You could read to your heart's content.
Yeah, but then nobody can take his pick.
Wait
a minute. We may be on to something here. Give me a break.
Don't
reason
think-
number 812 to be annoyed by LeBron.
As someone pointed out, though, at least the book was right side up this time, unlike last year where he had the Godfather upside down.
He was reading The Godfather because it's his favorite movie, although he couldn't quote it. That was the best part. Favorite movie. And
at least he didn't
say,
like, say hello to my little friend.
are you guys going to rush out and buy your copy of The Alchemist?
Probably.
On your way home tonight?
I got to see what it's all about. LeBron's book
Delve into...
Get out of here.
That's your best beer in New England, right?
Terrible.
Dorcast, The Alchemist.
Yeah, we usually go over The Alchemist. That'll be next week's episode.
All right, let's get back to the calls with you guys. Freddie's on the cell phone. Hold on, Freddie. Don't do it.
Oh, my God. Kaepernick is such a whiner. It makes me laugh that this guy needed attention because he couldn't do it in San Francisco. You know where he was? San Francisco, right before he went to Seattle?
Yes. What has he said recently?
When did he go to Seattle?
Well, he visited. They didn't
see him. Yeah, he just visited.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So don't stand for the national anthem that we've been doing since I've been a baby because it's you wake up in the morning, you know, if you stand in class, salute the flag. It's been going on for so long, and now we get people that need attention. Oh, I'm going to sit down and do nothing. I'll get their attention. It just disgusts me. I'm glad this guy is having a problem getting a job again in the NFL. He is paid by an owner to do a job. That's it. Period.
Yeah, okay. I feel like that was a conversation for years ago.
Yeah. I thought, had I missed something at Kaepernick?
I don't know.
Did he say something new?
He's suing the league. I think
he's going to make a lot of money from the league.
He could.
Deposing owners, reportedly two of the owners that have been deposed. I assume one of them isn't Robert Kraft, who's been deposed.
Yeah.
But a couple of the owners have suggested he was a starting quarterback in the NFL, and yet nobody's got a job for him.
Then he could get some money there. But to the last caller's point, too, and not to go down this whole road, but if your defense is, well, you're going to keep doing something because it's always been that way, there's a lot of examples that you probably don't want to use.
That's not the best one. Even the fact that he couldn't really articulate it. The nation, like, okay, what are you trying to get at?
Birth of a nation.
We just say, yeah, seriously, that's the issue, unfortunately.
Sam's in Coventry, is this Coventry, Connecticut?
We're all over
or Rhode
Connecticut
Island?
Today. We're hitting wall-to-wall Connecticut here.
Hey, Sam.
Hi there. How you doing?
Doing great.
Hey, we're great.
Okay, so I am in Coventry, Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay.
I'm an English teacher.
Perfect.
I teach seniors in high school.
Oh.
And I teach The Alchemist every year.
It's nice book. Good read.
Book.
Nice.
It's the best book. I have students every year say it's the best book that they've ever read. It's perfect.
Is it motivational, Sam? How would you describe it?
It is. It's a motivational allegory. It's an extended allegory that talks about how to live your life and find the path to what you are going to be good at, and that you should never give up on your dreams. And it's a great, great book. It's an easy read for most people. Highly recommend.
Makes sense.
I mean,
now is there a chapter in there about deserting a fan base for a third time? Is there a chapter in there on that?
Yes, it is. There is.
Oh, good. Yeah, good. That's what he's probably trying to learn right now.
Sam, I think that you perhaps have misjudged our scoffing here. My issue isn't that he's reading.
I've heard The Alchemist. I've heard it's a great book.
Yeah. I just think it's all about LeBron if you carry it out courtside and you're sitting there glancing at the book and then looking up.
You guys see this? You see it? Oh, he's so deep. I can't believe he's reading that right now. Oh, that's a great book. LeBron's reading books before the game.
Wait. If they get to game seven, he's going to have the Bhagavad Gita out there. He's going to be ripping through that baby.
No, I bet he'll still be reading that book because he only reads a page at a time while he's getting photographed.
Rob's in Norton. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good. I was calling to give you guys some food for thought on the protests.
Oh, good.
That'd be nice. There's
been some past protest attempts where Dallas players that wanted to protest or demonstrate on behalf of their fellow police officers. I remember Williams wanted to do something with his hair about his mother. There's some things with cleats and things. Well, the NFL there took a different stance. They stepped in on all of those and just said flat no. And
yeah, not letting a player wear pink shoes in honor of his mom with breast cancer seems a little, that's why when we talk about trust issues, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, and I actually do think the NFL should shut this down because we're talking about in only this one protest, which actually doesn't really bother me what they're doing, and I believe in the cause. But if you're opening it up, that means all protests, and you might be taking a stance today because you're thinking, well, I agree with it. Tomorrow's protest might not be something you agree with. And if they say the players have a right to do this, what do we do then if some player says, well, then I have the right to voice my beliefs, and he pops a Nazi salute during something?
I think we can draw a distinction between, you know, goose-stepping on the sidelines and kneeling, and you have to take it case by case. I don't think you can blanketly say that these guys give up their First Amendment rights, because we've seen in other sports, we've talked a lot about the NBA, those makes fans feel closer to those players.
Just the whole idea, too, about saying, all right, you have to stand, but then on the other hand, not wanting to be the full-on bad guy.
Oh, you don't
guy.
Have to stand.
No, you can stay in the locker room. Like, that's so dumb. It's either leave it alone. I wouldn't agree with it, but if they put in the rule now, I feel like it's just too late to put in the rule, but if they put in the rule now that said everybody has to stand, stick with that. Vote on that. Don't vote on the alternative. Well, guys can stay in the locker room, and then we don't even know what the hell they're doing in there, so you can protest in there. That's not a protest. That's nothing. You're just staying in the locker room. You're going to be late to join your
recess
team.
Is what
it's,
it is.
You have a bunch of players protesting the fact that they feel like they don't have a voice. They're trying to speak for people who don't have a voice, and they're being told, you can do that silently.
And now there's going to be
behind
attendance.
Closed doors.
Now, so instead of honoring the anthem, there's going to be people in charge of taking attendance during the anthem, staring at everybody. Then you find out, oh my God, did you notice that the backup safety's not there? Oh, in the postgame, we better go find him and find out why he wasn't there. Like, what are you protesting for? He's like, I don't know. I was taping up my ankle.
Yeah.
Are you sure? No, you weren't. You were in there hating America.
It's like he said. I smell smoke. Where's the flag? Where's the burned
flag?
How
many flags were you burning? Yeah. He's like, I was taping up my knee. Like, what do you want me to do?
Dave's in Rhode Island. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
How you doing?
What's up, Dave?
What's going on?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with Tomasi. And I.
Whoa! Wow, hold on, wait
hold
a minute.
Phone.
I'm telling you.
On what? What do you agree with them on?
They shouldn't play the anthem. It doesn't make any sense, and I don't understand who these people are that are getting upset about people kneeling. It's a song, and it's not even that good. It's too long. It doesn't even rhyme.
It's a little wordy.
And
it's about a minute and a half long if they do it the right way.
Depends
I don't know if that's
singing.
Too long.
Depends on who's singing. You can bet on that.
Then you get Christina Aguilera out there, and it's 7 minutes later.
Well, I think that's her issue. I don't think that's the anthem's
issue.
It's
a good rendition. Wasn't bad. Better than Fergie.
Yeah.
Good point.
Francis Scott Key, who is a one-hit wonder, you know?
That's a pretty big hit, though.
No, it was a good hit. Like Chumbawamba.
Francis Scott Key. Ever. And I don't care about anything Francis Scott Key has to say in 2018.
Well, he got knocked down and he got back up and he wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
No, but it is an interesting point. Like
he did have some good lines in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me it's as much of a coward's way out to do that as what the NFL's doing. You know what we're going to do? We're not going to do the anthem
just
anymore.
Just yanking it all together.
No, but I've always felt this way. Like, maybe it's because you cover
thousands of
sporting
so
events.
Times.
You're like, why do we do this every game? I think it's a fair question.
Like, if you took, like, an alien to a game, and you were explaining the game to the alien, and before the game starts, they
play
the anthem.
You could play Chumbawamba, they'd be okay with it.
They probably would like it. No, but if the alien said to you, oh, what is this for? My answer would honestly be, oh, they always do this.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't know. I don't know why they put it in. I don't know why they keep it in other than you're not going to change that now. And then how dare you? Like, what, do you hate America? I'm like, no, I love America. I love it.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I need this before every single game.
To me, the people who yell the loudest about respecting the flag are the least patriotic. It ends up being, it's all for show. It's all for show. And I'm sure there are people who will call in and say that that concept is offensive to them. But I look at freedom in this country as freedom of speech. Some of these inalienable rights that we have allow us to say these things. And when you come out and say, if you don't stand for the anthem, you're not a patriot, it's like you don't even know what patriotism is.
By the way, I kind of hope that we've taken this well beyond that. We hashed that all out, you know, months and months
ago.
That
was certainly a conversation.
The the issue we have is the cowardly NFL coming up with absolutely the worst possible solution to what they perceive to be a problem. And now the Vice President of the United States tweets out a link saying the NFL will require players on the sideline to stand and then puts hashtag winning.
So what does that tell
what
you?
What year is he in? Yeah. Hashtag winning, by the way? What year was that with Charlie Sheen? 2011? 10?
Yeah.
That was
a long time ago. Mike Pence have tiger blood?
He must. That's his next tweet. Guys, I got tiger blood.
Winning.
And all the princesses or whatever.
Yeah.
That was princesses,
and
goddesses or whatever the hell he was called.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
that's what Mike Pence is going
HIV,
with now.
Hashtag winning.
Actually, thanks for the tweet, Mike. Well done.
But
anyway,
and
ahead.
The NFL just screws it up again.
Yeah,
they had been backed into a corner though. I'm with Keith. Like to Keith, to me it would be doing
either
nothing.
Way.
Keith Richards. I'm with Keith Richards. you can't. Don't give in. Don't do anything. You know, and eventually this would go away. Except you have people like hashtag winning who aren't going to let it go.
No, they're going to bring it up, especially when there's something more important comes up. And how do you distract from it? You point to the NFL where you know there's millions and millions and millions of people that pay attention and get everybody all fired up.
And as I pointed out yesterday, I don't believe Roger Goodell or most of the owners in the NFL give two tinkers dams about the national anthem or patriotism.
Easy with the language.
Yeah,
what they care about here is money. Of course. Are we losing sponsors? Are our TV ratings down? That's what we've got to – save our phony baloney jobs, gentlemen.
Yeah, and by the way, you know what? That's fine. Like, I have no problem with that. That's America, too. That's capitalism. Mm-hmm. If you're losing sponsors, then maybe things need to change.
You need to do something
maybe
different.
You need to change the way you're doing things. So I don't blame them in that regard.
Rick's in Milton. Boy, this thing is a pain in the rear end. Hey, Rick, how you doing? Not you, Rick. The computer I'm dealing with.
Well, we'll see. What do you got, Rick?
Hi. Well, I have a little different take on this whole thing. The controversy, whatever you believe one way or another, is your own personal opinion. But it seems hypocritical to me that the NFL is getting angry about something that isn't even shown on television. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the only time you ever see the national anthem on a football game on television is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, or playoffs maybe. Definitely
yeah,
Super Bowl,
you
maybe
catch
the playoffs. But you're right. Yeah, you're right.
So I mean,
no, they intentionally don't shoot it. They intentionally don't show it.
Well, I understand that, but if they intentionally don't show it, that says to me that I think one of the reasons is probably because they want to play some more commercials.
Exactly. Ding, yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
So, you know, you guys said a minute ago, you know, that the owners were mostly concerned about money, and I understand that. They have a business to run like any other business. But, if they're really so concerned about it, maybe they should put it on television. I mean, I watch a Bruins game, and I always see the national anthem on TV. So, you know, I don't really care one way or another whether they stand up, but it seems like they're just beating a dead horse here. So that's
well, you have hit the nail on the head, by the way, when you point out the fact that the networks, generally speaking, don't show it anyway.
Yeah,
they don't care about it. They're not patriotic.
No.
They, by the way, that's 2 minutes of commercials I can fit in while the anthem's going on. You know what they call it? We're going to cover the anthem.
Cover the anthem.
We're going to put commercials in while they're doing the anthem because we've got two more minutes of spots to run.
And thank God for that. God bless America.
Well, and it's not a Republican-Democrat thing. If it was George W. Bush, Barack Obama, whoever, and everything that was still going on in the NFL earlier in the season, and they never even mentioned it, then we wouldn't be talking about it today.
Yeah, I mean, Obama talked about Kaepernick, you know. He came at it from the other perspective, obviously, but it did not have the same – it did not engender the same kind of reaction because the motivation was not
But there's also a difference between talking about it and then just labeling a whole group of people SOBs. Or right? Like say you're at a rally or you're somewhere and somebody asks you the question, you don't need to avoid it. You can say how you feel about it, but there's different ways of doing that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Come on down to West End Johnny's just down the street from the Garden. Have yourself an ice-cold Budweiser. Get ready for the game tonight. Celts and Cavaliers, Game 5. Must win if you listen to Paul Pierce.
I agree with Paul.
Paul basically says this one and the next one they have to win or they're going to lose the series.
I don't understand the second part of that.
No, Game 5, I'm with him. Game 5, I'm with him. The rest we can debate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.